This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
George Humphrey is here. I'm always calling him George Humphreys. It's George Humphrey. I've known him 20 years at least, probably 21 years, and I call him Humphreys. George Humphrey. George, Dinesh D'Souza is coming up. In closing, more solutions, because you've been a guy that's been very successful at reaching millions of people. You helped influence me a lot. What are some of your other points you give people advice on?
Okay, it's real simple, Alex. Number one is to get objective, real information, to read the right books, to listen to Alex, and to listen to stuff without freaking out. Because I'll tell you what, 15, 20 years ago, when I'd read this stuff, I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I'd freak out. But you know what? Just to get the information. Number two is to take good care of our bodies. 37% of the people in this country are obese right now. Another 32% are overweight. So eating good food without GMOs, eating organic, getting enough exercise, being outside, being with the people who love you, not with the people you're supposed to be with. Go out with your dogs. Go to the lakes and go swimming. Enjoy yourself. Number three is whatever your spiritual practice is, deepen it. If you're a Christian, get to be a deeper Christian. If you're a Jew, get to be a deeper Jew. If you're a pagan, you know, whatever it is, find God, because God, the Creator, is everywhere, and the synchronicity is increasing. And then start understanding that this is not just a political or an economic issue. This is a time of metaphysical choice, and that is what is so incredibly wonderful. And it's not just a change of ecology. It's not just a change of psychology. Our whole solar system, our planet, because of where our solar system is now, and because, and this is a fact, we are getting now significantly more electromagnetic frequency into our solar system and onto our planet. And because of that is that the vibrations are changing, and we have the opportunity right now to change our way of life, to become more aware. And everybody has a choice to stay into the old third dimension. Remember that movie?
I had Harry Dent on, a former top Bain Capital analyst.
Yeah.
He said, oh, they all know it's really sunspots and space beams that manipulate the economy.
Yeah.
And then I went and looked it up. I'd read that before, and it's like mainline at the big Goldman Sachs, and all of them know that. The public doesn't know any of that.
Well, the reality is that most of the global warming or global climate change, I should say, is because of the sun. I mean, it doesn't take much to figure out that's where we get most of our power from. And because not only are we getting more electromagnetic frequency, but we're getting more radiation and debris into our solar system, and the magnet around the sun,
there's the New York Times talking about it,
is reacting, and that changes, that affects our planet. Now, clearly what man is doing on this planet, we are absolutely destroying this beautiful, beautiful planet, and that has to change right now.
And the problem is, just like with alternative energy, they bring out fake alternative that's a scam. They take over the environmental movement that you've been a big part of,
yep,
and then don't fix it. Look at GMO. I mean, that right there is the carbon dioxide is not the issue. It's GMO.
There are so many issues. And one of the things I really want to point out is that from the day I've known Alex, he has been a staunch environmentalist. But he talks about it in very scientific and real ways. He just doesn't go, the sky is falling. He said, let's really look at the facts. And I really appreciate that. So, but the important thing is to realize that each of us are our own creators. Each of us have power. Each of us are sovereign. And as Gandhi said, in the heart of each man and woman is the seed of the universe. And when we realize that each of us have a contribution to make to our own evolution and to the world, and that we can and we must.
That's the essence of consciousness. We're here alive creating art, loving, living. It's the ultimate adventure. George Humphrey, thank you so much for spending time with us, my friend. Please roll the nightly news.
I don't know what it is. Ralph just won't pay any attention to me. When he comes home from work, all he ever does is play video games and go to sleep. It's like I don't even exist.
Oh, Betty, that's just awful.
Does this seem familiar? If the answer to this question is yes, then listen carefully. Toxic pesticides, GMO foods and additives, BPA plastics, contaminated water supplies. Many of these toxic additives are deliberately engineered to attack and weaken human masculinity. It's part of the eugenics population control movement. Look it up. If men are more interested in online gaming than they are in their wives, a serious population crisis is soon to follow. Energize the man in your life with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. It's designed to aid the body in ways that help invigorate your natural systems without artificial testosterone, completely free of GMOs, harmful additives, gluten, and is made right here in the USA. Get your Super Male Vitality right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Dinesha Souza is with us till the bottom of the hour. And undoubtedly, he is being politically persecuted. He has the second highest grossing documentary of all time, right after Michael Moore's film, set to release an even bigger film in July of this year. We'll see if that's going to still be coming out on time. He, of course, has been basically arrested, indicted, and for supposed campaign contributions. And I've studied what Obama's doing with the foreign contributions, the rest of it. It's questionable in my view of what D'Souza did was even illegal, but this is the way they've got the campaign finance laws. They're selectively enforced, giving money to his longtime friend in the Senate campaign. I don't want to waste our time on that too much. I want to talk about what the White House is trying to block coming out. His new book, Dinesh D'Souza, America, Imagine a World Without Her, a very provocative cover with the Statue of Liberty evaporating into ashes, also a major motion picture. And this is what they're trying to suppress. So get the book, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have any stock in it. I intend to sell it. But get the book. and make it a number one New York Times bestseller. Of course, he's already a New York Times number one bestseller. And he came to this country as an American success story in 83, became Pi Beta Kappa at Dartmouth College, went on to be a policy advisor in the Reagan White House, and again became a best-selling author, writer, researcher, and acclaimed lecturer. And he's one of America's most influential thinkers, according to New York Times Magazine. And that gets you thrown in jail now, ladies and gentlemen, if you get your friends to give some money to your friend who's running for the Senate. This is unbelievable. They're now in the news today saying Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Alex Jones are behind the shooting in Las Vegas with no proof. They're coming after us. And if we don't all hang together, we'll hang separate. I see myself as a liberal in the Thomas Jefferson vein. I'm going to ask Mr. D'Souza how he sees himself. But I know this. The so-called Democrats, and I've never been partisan. I'm a libertarian. Are dangerous, are taking over, have opened the borders, aircraft are landing everywhere. AP's even reporting with little kids on board. The word is send your kids here. They're legalized by fiat. Obama's releasing al-Qaeda type people outside of law. It's all happening. So Dinesh D'Souza is here, and in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth's a revolutionary act, to quote another great thinker, Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. So, Mr. D'Souza, thanks for making time to come on with us today. It was one of the producers of Schindler's List, who I know you're working with. I actually knew you were being indicted a day before through a mutual friend, but couldn't talk about it on air. And they were all really freaked out. And of course, he said that he's never been afraid to live in this country until now. Matt Drudge has said everyone should have an exit strategy after what happened to you. I mean, I think we need to recognize that you're being persecuted. Or it could happen to all of us. What do you say on that front? I know you're in court now. What can you say about the case? And we'll move on to your new film.
Sure. I exceeded the campaign finance limit by giving $20,000 to my longtime friend Wendy Long, who was running a really an uphill, even an impossible campaign for the Senate. I should have set up a PAC. There are many different ways to do it, so I made a mistake. But I think what's shocking to me is the way in which I see, not just my case, if I look nationwide, the way in which the Obama administration has been recklessly circumventing the law, from the Defense of Marriage Act on through immigration, turning the blind eye to guys on their own side who are doing shocking things. I mean, here's Harry Reid diverting campaign finance funds to his daughter or granddaughter's wedding, and no investigation, no prosecution. So this is a case where Lady Justice in the Obama administration appears to have taken the blindfold off and is kind of winking at her pals and then kind of taken off after her enemies.
Very well said. What can you say about your case, where it's going, the release date for the film? I mean, I hope that this doesn't derail your film.
It absolutely won't do that. I have to appear before a judge in September to decide my fate. But the film comes out July 2nd. We actually open in Houston and Atlanta June 27th. That's kind of an early run. But the week of July 4th, on Wednesday, July 2nd, Lionsgate is releasing this film into over 1,000 theaters nationwide. So it's going to be a great 4th of July rocker. But it's also a 4th of July slap in the face to the progressives, because it's a way of looking at what they've been doing to America. We normally expect anti-Americanism to come from the outside, from the Nazis or the Soviet communists or maybe from some Iranian mullah. But the most vehement takedown of America is now occurring within this country, and that's what this book and the film is intended to be an expose of.
Undoubtedly, they're scared of this film. I mean, you're not tooting your horn to say that. I think we're just saying prima facie facts here. But from your inside perspective, sir, do you agree with that statement, A? B, why do you think they're so scared of it?
Well, I would say they should be scared. And if they're not scared, they're going to be. 2016 scared him a little bit, because in 2016 I went sort of into the world of Obama. I was at his family homestead. I flushed his brother out of a degraded third world slum in Nairobi, and that upset Obama. We know this for a fact because Obama personally came out railing against 2016 on his website, BarackObama.com. Now, if they were scared of 2016, wait till they see America, because America is a much more explosive, more powerful film. It brings the whole argument home. It's not just about Obama. Obama and Hillary are in the film, but it's about this vast progressive movement, which has, in a sense, made the long march through the institutions of elementary and secondary education, academia, Hollywood, the media, national public radio, the mainline churches. So sometimes while the conservatives and Republicans are huddling and trying to figure out, gee, how do we take back the Senate? These guys have basically taken over the commanding heights of our culture, and they're conducting a relentless indoctrination campaign against our young people. They're doctoring American history. So the film blows the whistle on this whole menagerie.
And you were talking about persecution of others. I mean, I've seen MSNBC. We played the clips. Shay, good. Arrest the Tea Party. Good. Don't let them be politically involved. Fox News has reported on Army memos at Fort Hood saying you could be court-martialed if you're part of the Tea Party or evangelical. I mean, this is stuff beyond Cuba. And they're just doing it out in the open, calling it liberal. I mean, I can't think of language strong enough to describe this group other than authoritarians. I mean, how would you describe them?
I do think that Obama has an authoritarian streak. I also think, from what I now know about him, and I've talked to his relatives, that he's an incredibly mean-spirited and vindictive guy. To give you a small example of how he is, when I was interviewing George Obama in Nairobi, I later talked to Obama's sister, and she goes, well, you know, we're having George followed. This is, the family is having one of its own siblings followed. And there's a paranoid streak going on over there. They look at critics not as well-meaning people who disagree with them, but as enemies who have to be, in some senses, put out of business. And so I think this is a very dangerous mentality. You know, we didn't see it with Clinton. We wouldn't have seen it with Jimmy Carter. Obama has, in a sense, represents a new low in American politics.
He's up the ante. In fact, that was an article I think I saw in Variety. We can pull it up on screen for TV viewers, but radio listeners, about a month ago. Didn't his Obama's brother back out of the film because of threats?
Yeah, this was his other brother, Mark. So Obama's brother, George, is living in third world poverty. But Mark went to Stanford and Emory Business School and now lives in China. He's an entrepreneurial guy. By the way, he's very pro-business. He and Obama had a big fight over Obama's dad. Obama idolized the dad that he never knew. This other fellow, Mark, who lived with the dad, said, no, this guy's a terrible guy. He's an alcoholic. He beats my mother. So Obama has grown up in a fantasy world. And he's never escaped the fantasy because he's been coddled all his life by sycophants and people who've told him what a genius he is. So he's finally come to believe it. He does stuff thinking he has an unerring political instinct, like this Bergdahl thing. Then it jumps up to bite him, and then he needs the media to start covering for him. So we're in an incredibly embarrassing political situation nationwide. We've got a total embarrassment in the White House, but no one can really say that because so many people in our press want the first African-American so desperately to succeed that they're, in a sense, in a shameful task of covering up for him.
And they are scared of your film, undoubtedly. The good news is the book's already out, and I believe it's available now. I just got my copy this morning, so I haven't had a chance to read it yet. Tell us about Dinesh D'Souza's new book, America, Imagined a World Without Her. Okay, we just lost an essay.
Well, the book actually is the intellectual spine. Hello?
It's okay, Dinesh. Yeah. Your Skype was breaking up a little bit. Go ahead and start over about your book.
Yeah, I was saying the book is the intellectual spine for the film, and it takes on the central argument of American progressivism, which is that the wealth of America, including your wealth, mine, and all the stuff we have in our house, all this stuff right here, is based on theft. And this is an audacious, outrageous argument, but it's the whole idea is that everything we got is stolen. We stole the country from the Native Americans. We stole the labor of the African Americans. We stole half of Mexico. Capitalism is theft. So this idea is based on the notion that the federal government now is doing nothing more than restoring stolen goods. It has every right to take our stuff because our stuff doesn't really belong to us. Obama and Elizabeth Warren and all these characters have been hammering this argument now for 6 years, and it hasn't really been argued, it hasn't been taken on head on. So that's what I do in the book. I answer this wealth critique, and I make a moral defense of America and the free market.
Well, I haven't read the book yet, and I haven't seen the film, but when I saw the trailer before you were indicted, I mean, I got a pretty clear guess of where it was going, to really look at all the different sides, but to also point out this was the age of conquest when this country got formed. It was all different sides battling each other, different native groups against other natives, the French with one native group, the British with another, the Spanish. I mean, it was just ongoing. There were six flags over Texas. The American system was better than all the others. That's why it prevailed in an age of barbarism. And I don't romanticize it, except for the fact that in an age of squalor, it was heads above the rest. And the ideas of freedom were never fully realized then and still haven't been realized. But the attempt to realize them created the greatest liberty and productivity the world's ever seen.
The idea of wealth creation is itself an invention. Historically, people got wealth by taking it from other people. It reminds me of when I was a kid in India, I'd go to school with like 10 marbles in my pocket. None of us had any money, so the only way to get more marbles was to take somebody else's marbles. America came up with a different idea, which is that you can make stuff. You can take, you can make silicone out of sand, so you can, through innovation and technology and creativity, generate new wealth. Now, when the white man came to America, and by the way, you know, people often blame America for Columbus and for the Spanish conquistadors and for what the British did. Let's remember that Columbus came in 1492. That's 200 years before America. So America gets saddled with all these crimes that preceded America, and yet when the Europeans came here, every Indian tribe, just about every Native American tribe that was occupying land had in fact seized that land by force from somebody else. So that this conquest ethic, as you very aptly call it, was on both sides. And what America brought into the world was an alternative to conquest. So what's going on in our schools is what I call the shaming of America. And it's a progressive left-wing scheme to rip off America. You need to shame people and make them feel a sense of guilt so you can slam them up against the wall. When you come to take their TV and their couch and their car, you then accuse them of having stolen goods. And this is sort of the racket that I'm blowing the whistle on in this book and in this film.
Exactly. They project all of these distorted crimes, some of which happened, some of which didn't, on people hundreds of years later. I mean, that's beyond the authoritarian idea of your neighbor steals something in the old Soviet Union, so you get sent to the gulag too. It's beyond that. It's so outrageous. And now, 7 billion third world people, if we took the smartest and the best of the world from all over the planet, from Japan to India, from Russia to Germany to Mexico, from Africa to, you know, Nigeria, wherever, that would be great, like Switzerland has done. But instead, if you're poor and have leprosy, or you want to have your baby for free, or you're poor, put your kid on a plane, Obama will take them. This is like a military attack, and now we have a federal judge today saying Obama's not enforcing the law, and another 230,000 kids are on the way. Mr. D'Souza, this appears to be a full-out, this is so over the top, I can't even believe this is happening.
You know, I'm an immigrant, and I love America. As an immigrant, I always knew I was coming from the corner of the world to the center. I always came here to embrace the American dream and the American way of life. Far from sort of turning America into a sort of ethnic smorgasbord, I always wanted to assimilate to the high principles of America. And what's strange now is the way in which what the Obama people seem to do is they don't seem to want productive, creative immigrants who are going to, in a sense, pull the wagon. They want guys who are going to come and sit in the wagon. That's because that's their people. And so we are living in a morally inverted society in which Obama goes to the people sitting in the wagon. He goes, "You're the most morally wonderful people in America." And he looks at all the people pulling the wagon and he goes, "You're greedy. You're selfish. You're materialistic. You got to pull harder." So think of what this does to America's morale. It basically convinces people who are pulling the wagon wagon. Well, gee, maybe I should go sit in the wagon because life seems to be a lot more comfortable in there.
Isn't this classic Cloward and Piven? I mean, I know Cloward and Piven came out in the 60s, but the communists and socialists had always wanted to collectivize farms to control the population, control the food. I mean, it was always about control. And really, I mean, I think the evidence is overwhelming. They want to wreck the economy to then control it. They want to break eggs to make an omelet, to quote Joseph Stalin.
You know, I think where the Republicans are out to lunch is that they say, oh, these liberals, they're, you know what, they're well-meaning. It's just that their policies don't work. And then we get lengthy exegesis about how Obamacare doesn't work and the capitalist system is good and too much regulation is bad. Look, the thing we don't realize is that progressivism is driven by very powerful human motives, primarily the motive of envy. Obama is seeds with envy and resentment. Part of the reason is he doesn't want to live in a society where the entrepreneur is at center stage. The entrepreneur has skills that Obama does not even begin to have. Obama couldn't even begin to invent the iPhone. In fact, the guy can't even put up a website. But Obama does have other skills. He can work up a mob. He knows how to mobilize resentment through his community organizing or resentment organizing skills. So Obama would like to see a transfer of power away from the productive entrepreneurial class toward the resentful intellectual and political class. And most people don't see that. They think that he's basically trying to divide up the pie fairly. But it was Alinsky who instructed Obama and even Hillary, listen, always go after power, but pretend to care about morality. Master the language of fairness so you can get everybody to go into a stupor. And in the meantime, you relentlessly engage in a Machiavellian pursuit of power.
I think we're coming full circle because obviously the American system wasn't perfect. If you study the real history from the French, German, British, Native American perspective, I mean, it's pretty much what you're, you know, putting in your book, coming out in your film. It's just the reality of looking at the time people lived, that it was a free market system mixed with the old conquest, but it was revolutionary that we were bringing the flower, the tail end of the Renaissance, the Enlightenment, into a new world where the frontier could be pushed away from government, where real freedom could flourish, and everybody wanted to come here from around the world because you could transcend your caste, transcend, you know, the group that you had to be what your dad was if you grew up in Italy, say, or you grew up in Germany, and you could be whatever you could really do, and it was about what you stood for in a free market. They're now calling it liberalism, but it's the opposite of Jefferson because it truly is mob rule and ideology over true free market. It is the purest, most sickening gangsterism I've ever seen. And I got to say, sir, I've seen a lot of interviews with you, had you on the broadcast before, but since you've been persecuted, you've gotten more focused, more hardcore, and when we're facing the radicalism of the kleptocratic authoritarian left, we need to raise our rhetoric to the level of reality. And you've been very gentlemanly, very scholarly in a lot of shows I've seen. Lately, you've been on fire, and I think that's because you've now gone through a new level of persecution. And I think if the socialists think that we're weak, they have no idea, as they try to really persecute us, what is going to happen. What do you predict for America's future? Do you think now truly seeing the face of socialism and progressivism that we could have a new golden era of Americana again?
I certainly think that we can beat these guys. You know, when I was in college, my professor once told me about the story of the lion tamer and the lion. And so here's the lion tamer with his little stick prancing around, and he gets the lion to do exactly what he wants. But the professor said, wait a minute, Dinesh, who is more powerful, the lion tamer or the lion? In reality, the lion is more powerful, but the lion doesn't know that. So the progressives are the lion tamer. They think they have us intimidated and cowed. They think we're going to do whatever they want. But we need to realize that the real power is with us. We actually outnumber them. And if we'll be organized and fight smart in the way that they do, we'll crush them. So, yes, I have to some degree, if they've been trying to silence me, they totally have picked on the wrong guy. Because that's not going to work with me. And it only redoubles my enthusiasm to be determined and outspoken in speaking my point of view. So, yes, this film is going to be a real weapon in the war of ideas. And they have every reason to be alarmed because when people go in the theater and see this film, they're going to be blown away by the hidden history of America that is factual but is excluded from the textbooks because the progressives don't want us to know it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm part Native American myself, so I'm not demonizing them, but they would come on the East Coast and say to both sides, the French or the British, if you don't help us, we're going to wage war on you and destroy 20 towns. I mean, you're going to help us go kill this other group of natives, because they were acting just like Europeans. People are just people. And just to deify Native Americans and act like they're God is just another progressive fraud. DineshDeSouza.com, is that the best place for folks to find the book online, sir?
Yeah, the book's available. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, certainly DineshDeSouza.com for all kinds of information. Our movie, AmericaTheMovie.com, and look for it July 2nd.
It's all right, Dinesh, we're out of time. Promise to come back when the film comes out.
Love to do it, Alex.
A true political prisoner. Thank you so much, sir. They want to make him a political prisoner, folks. He's a cause celeb for the First Amendment. Dinesh D'Souza, God bless you. Thank you so much. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly. I order all those assembled to immediately disperse.
It's a military mission in North St. Louis. Heavily armored vehicles are rolling into town.
And don't be alarmed if you see those over the next 7 days rolling through your neighborhood.
If you see military helicopters flying low over Minneapolis, do not be alarmed.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We will take all weapons.
Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in.
Just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
Enough. 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 Enough.
The Department
Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
NSTSLA News 12's Jeff Farrell discovered that clergy would help the government with potentially their biggest problem, us.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
If you got a business, that you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics.
Black Hawk choppers soaring to the night sky, but this is only a drill.
Heavily armed officers in Watertown search for the suspect, house to house.
It's a joint military training exercise involving local police, also military.
In your apartment!
I am in my apartment, sir.
Go back inside right now!
I am inside.
I have two words for you. Predator drones. You will never see it coming.
The dramatic scene played out in front of our cameras. Parents grabbing their children and running after spending the night hunkering in their houses and then finding themselves face to face with the muzzle of a SWAT officer's rifle.
They let them in the area. They told them they could come in, and now they're coming in like they're trespassers, punching and shoving people.
We're not turning our guns in, and we're not running, and we're not backing down. If you want them, come and take them.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
This is the heart.
All right, folks, we've got the Las Vegas Police Department and Sheriff's Department clips here. And the globalists have been building up a war. They've been building up tanks, helicopters, weapons, literally drilling against George Washington himself in the training manuals, bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers. The Founding Fathers wouldn't be welcome in the military. You're not a communist. You're not good. There's a lot of pressure in this country. There's a lot of unstable people. And Jared and Amanda Miller were the classic type that wanted to be somebody, kind of like natural-born killers, if you believe the picture put on the Internet that anybody could be framed with. I personally have had people put up fake websites of me, fake audio, edited video. So I've been through this a lot. I don't just believe a criminal government that stays Fast and Furious and so many other events and that funds Al-Qaeda. But they are now all over the news. If you type my name into Google News, trying to connect me, Ron Paul, Rand Paul, you name it, to this. And they were doing it last night before anything was even found. And now they're saying, yes, they were at the Clive and Bundy Ranch. And yes, they're part of the white supremacist sovereign citizen. They mix white supremacist in with sovereign citizen. And that's a label they put on anybody that's basically not left of Lenin. So here is a clip of that press conference. And I want to open the phones up to you out there to get your take on what you think about this. While, again, honeybees kill 200-something people, wasps kill hundreds of people every year, deer jumping out front of cars kill over 300. I mean, you know, cops, number one cause of death being dying in automobile accidents or being hit while they're writing tickets. They're gangbangers that shoot cops for no reason. Cops not one of the most dangerous professions. It's not like a Navy diver or something, but it can be a dangerous profession. I don't want that job, especially with the type of federalization you've got, what they're being told to do. But I've said it before. I mean, as for a restoration of this republic, a intellectual velvet revolution, the police, even though we see bad videos of them and bad examples and bad apples, despite all the things the system's doing, they've been bucking the system. And they're more pro-gun than the general public by light years. They're more aware of what's going on because they understand criminology and things, especially cops that have been in a while, who aren't just out writing tickets. And the military is the most awake group. I mean, just 80-plus percent. Then you've got the police. I mean, I got to say 50, 60, 70%, maybe higher. Secret Service. I mean, if I'm in a restaurant, there's Secret Service in there. I can't stop them buying me food and drinks. Federal Marshal, same deal. And you're like, I'm getting mad at these people all day talking bad about them. And they're all, oh, we know, we know. I mean, I was down at the federal building for the JFK thing. And the feds were like, wait, then, hey, Alex, we like the show. And the security guard, federal security police, actually police and all this other stuff. But it didn't matter. The Dallas police were listeners. So they hired a group of thug auxiliary bouncers in, dressed like 6'4" guys on average, dressed up in sheriff department outfits that are openly Democratic Party, to literally beat people up for no reason, just so they could, you know. So I've said this to everybody. I know people are mad about the system, bad about the corrupt courts, mad about not being able to pay your bills, and then the cop pulls you over and gives you a ticket, whatever. That's no reason to kill somebody if this was real. It has a lot of signs it could have been staged. I don't know. But if people want to lose to the New World Order and the globalists, they will start when the globalists stage more of this or wind people up to do this and the cops start getting more brutal to the liberty movement. If the public goes crazy when that happens, it'll be a civil war. So I would tell the police, and I think most departments are smart enough to know this, if you go out picking fights with people that are in the Tea Party, picking fights with people that are in the Liberty Movement, who statistically are the most law-abiding citizens out there, you can pull those numbers up, you're going to have some kind of comic book character, DC Comics type, goth, pib, and I'm not against goths or pibs, but you know what I mean. Look, most of the mass shooters have been into goth death and comic books and shoot 'em up video games and nihilism and drug culture. And this guy's Facebook and his other pages on PlanetInfoWars.com, that's what they basically said they were into. They were desperate. They felt disempowered. They felt powerless. And so they went out and found some Las Vegas cops to kill, if you believe the official story. Which, again, we don't know if it's true or not. The most senseless, pointless, mindless, stupid loser, just the worst thing you could do. I mean, why not start following Harry Reid around to his different luncheons and stuff and call yourself press? You are. Start a website, put advertising on it, use the enemy's own system, Google Ads on it, and finance yourself exposing them peacefully. And I mean, they'll hate you. There's nothing they can do because there's too many of us. Yeah, this happened in Harry Reid's territory. It happened when right after the Bundy Ranch thing. You knew they'd pull something. I said they're going to pull a false flag, probably shooting cops. And I know I said that probably since Bundy Ranch thing 100 times. In the last couple of years, 300, 400, 500 times. You've all heard it ad nauseum. I'm sure you're sick of hearing it. We'll find the clips. We found some of them, but not the specific ones. Because if I was the globalists who are willing to stage all these other false flags, I would have black ops grab these people out of their houses to set up patsies because they fit a profile with their emails, get them in the back of a truck, march them into the Walmart, shoot them both in the head, have an inside job security guy in the Walmart turn the security camera off in that area. This is just one way to do it. I'm not saying this is how it was done. This is just one way to do it. And then you have people, I bet they were dressed up, whoever did it. That's the disguise. The Joker and a lady shoot the cops, then go in and shoot one more for good measure. And then right at the same time, 1 minute later, again, they don't even know why they're there. They get shot in the head. Or maybe they're drugged and you bring them in. Or maybe they're organically produced by the Sick Society. I don't know. But because some guy wants to dress up in a clown outfit and kids and Mr. Skinny outfits, just because they want to do that, and then go around killing people. I don't need to lose my butcher knives at my house because you've got kids all over the country. Let me find the article right here. Going around killing people, saying they're doing it for, there it is, Wisconsin girl stabs 19 times by friends, leaves hospital after telling family she wanted to live. And then again, they do it because of the comic book character, the Slender Man, saying Skinny Man. And then a 12-year-old stabbed, all this stuff. I mean, the guy with the Hunger Games director supposedly killed six people and then himself seven. Three of them were stabbed. That was like buried in the news. Who knows if any of this is real? And you notice Dianne Feinstein has introduced a bill to get family members to rat on each other over guns. And if a family member just says they're concerned about it, not even that you made a threat, your guns are gone. It's the end of the Second Amendment. Feinstein and Box introduced a bill to rat out family member with a firearm, exploiting Isla Vista shooting in a new bid to confiscate firearms for American citizens. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer are exploiting the shooting in a new bid. The Pause for Safety Act will allow families. This guy had the police called like five times on him, all sorts of stuff, been saying he was going to kill people. If you even believe it. Families and others to seek gun violence prevention order in court will allow police to confiscate firearms from people who have not committed a crime and may not necessarily pose a threat who have made threats. I mean, that is just such a big deal. What is your take on this latest event and the fact that yours truly is now being blamed by the usual Democratic Party front groups? I mean, how are they going to try to set me up? They're already trying to put Dinesh D'Souza. He has multiple charges. Each one of them, I think, carries 5 years. One of the charges carries 10. I know I read that. This guy's facing all these years in prison because he publicly went and got four of his friends to bundle and give $20,000 to a lady in an uphill battle in the Senate running against for Hillary Clinton's seat in New York. They wait all these years to come after him, and he's like, I must have made a mistake, because you can go set up a PAC and give $1 million. I mean, they're literally legalizing all the illegals and saying, come here if you have poor kids. Just have your kids, you know, whatever, and that's fine. But Dinesh D'Souza is facing prison. He'll just make his film bigger. It'll just backlash against you. I want to hear from folks out there. You know what I want to hear from first before I give the number out? What if you're a police officer? I mean, what do you think about this? I mean, statistically, they want you to be totally afraid where you shoot citizens for no reason because you think everybody's trying to kill you every minute. I mean, statistically, that your chances of having someone randomly walk in and shoot you are just astronomical. What, are there a couple million cops total in this country? A little over 2 million police? It's gone up from less than 1 million 10 years ago. And you might have, what, a few dozen a year that randomly get shot, usually by gangs. Most of it happens in, like, Oakland and Chicago. And then now they're going to say the Tea Party's behind this and try to start some fad. I mean, do you agree with me or disagree with me? Military. I care from active duty military as well. I mean, have you heard me on air say this was coming? Even if it's not staged, hyping that people are going to start killing cops everywhere, randomly, the Tea Party is putting the idea out there, folks. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. We'll take calls in this next segment, one segment of Overdrive, and that's it. Briefly, please do not forget that this entire transmission is supported by the wonderful listeners out there who stand for nonviolence, unlike the people they're demonizing right now, whether they did it or not. And it is essential to realize that the tip of the spear is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and everything we do with the YouTube channels and PrisonPlanet.tv and all of it. Become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. 11 people can use your username and passcode, your membership. Tell friends and family to tune in. Download material off of it. Air it on Access TV. Repost it on YouTube and other video channels. Reach out to friends and family. If you're listening to us on AM and FM dial, tell friends and family and coworkers and random people at the grocery store, hey, I'm going outside to listen to Alex right now on this station. Check it out. It's really important information you won't hear anywhere else. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month, 11 memberships for the price of one. You can't beat that. PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. Then there's also, of course, InfoWarsLife.com. And it's changed my life, the Nation Iodine that was proprietary, turns blue with the actual purple crystals in the first type we have. We have the new type that no one else has from 7 to 12,000 feet in a U.S. mine that is the purest form of iodine known to be out there, the pure crystals, put into the palm oil organic solution that is unbelievable. For me personally, what it's done for my memory, my way I feel, everything. You've heard the rave reviews. There's video of Rob Dew at the factory in Arizona at the laboratory that we gave you a tour of Friday when David Knight did a great job sitting in, co-hosting the show. It's incredible. Survival Shield X2. And regardless, when you purchase a bottle of it, you are supporting the transmission. So take the InfoWars Health, InfoWars Life Challenge. Get Survival Shield X2 today. Get the Super Male Vitality, the Super Female Vitality. Super Female has sold out, but we're getting more in 2 weeks. So if you want to pre-order that and get it first, it's available. We have the Super Male Vitality in stock right now, organic, concentrated. From the research I've seen, it just blocks the estrogen mimickers and helps get your glands going like they should. Amazing. I tell them I'll take a big swig of it right when the show ends or during this break. Like, I'm taking it right now. I already had my Super Male Vitality at about 5:30 this morning when I got up. I had a lot of stuff to do this morning. But I'm going to take some right now because it is absolutely awesome. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And we just cheerfully go in, through, and beyond into the New World Order black hole here. And it really is up to you out there how fast we grow and what we're able to do. I'm fully committed. So I'm saying energize us, spread the word, support our local sponsors. Become a local sponsor for local AM and FM stations. Let's get aggressive and value this type of uncompromising, hardcore, truth-based, liberty-based system. Media matters. White House run. Alex Jones alleges that Las Vegas cop ambush was absolutely staged by Harry Reid and other conspirators. Now, I said my gut tells me it's absolutely staged. That's in quotes, absolutely staged. I'm not specifically saying Harry Reid did anything. We all know he's a sweet little old man who walks old ladies across the street.
Attention all radio listeners. Survival Life is giving away free credit card knives exclusively to our radio listeners. Visit FreeCovertKnife.com to see this covert knife in action and to claim yours free. It's the same knife you've seen in airline magazines for $29.95. But today, it's yours free. Just pay shipping and handling. Go to FreeCovertKnife.com. Go now.
You've talked about it for a while. Now it's time to get your family the emergency readiness pack it deserves. And there's one site to turn to, toppackgear.com. From large to small, you'll find kits for every purpose, and all of them can be customized by you. toppackgear.com offers the best pre-built packs the internet has to offer, assembled using only high-quality products vetted by pros and chosen for the best balance of quality and value. Prepare, endure, prevail with toppackgear.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
But the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
A popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They're never going to stop. They're never going to alleviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at Infowars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Tyranny loves company when it comes to demonizing people. Raw Stories now demonizing myself and Breitbart. So Breitbart thought they'd toady up and run some of the disinfo that I've been promoting violence and stuff. And now they're being set up. See how that works, trying to be friends with the Democrats? I mean, the Democrats, folks, I've always been nonpartisan. They're trying to take over right now. And they're authoritarians. And look at how they screw poor people. I want to go to your phone calls. Rabbit, Julie, Jerry, and Roger. And again, when I don't want police to call in or I don't ask them to, we get full lines of police. I don't think any police have been able to get through or called in. I want to get their take on this. But America's filled with a lot of weirdos now. And when the Depression fully hits, it won't be like the 1920s and 30s, folks. This country is a time bomb. And if I was the police, I wouldn't be trying to follow Media Matters, White House spin to have war with the Tea Party and the veterans. They want to sit back while we all kill each other. Let's just not do it. And again, I'll say it for probably the 500th time. You don't go out and kill police. Yes, that's something that the French Resistance did to Nazi police in France. But that's not... Our police aren't Nazis. They're misguided in many cases. They're globalist controlled, just like the bank down the street might be. You don't go shoot the teller because, you know, Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan is corrupt. I mean, it's the same deal. It's insane. Let's go to Rabbit in Wisconsin. What's your take on all this?
My take on this Vegas shooter, along with what's happened in Waukesha, is how you were saying earlier. It's all MK Ultra, MK Naomi mixed in with satanic possession. And it's reflecting the culture we created, and we're reflecting right back into it.
Yeah, I see women just everywhere with cuts all over their arms now. I know cutting's been big for a while, but it's getting epidemic. I mean, am I to blame for that? I mean, it's just a bunch of weirdness going on. And can you imagine if a full-bore depression hits and the welfare checks don't make it? Can you imagine the explosion that's going to happen? Of course, I'll be blamed.
Well, these type of things are just going to happen more and more often until it's just so overwhelming, and then people will just bend over backwards and accept any sort of panacea the government dishes out. And I think that's what they're setting the stage for. I think it's important to stay calm and level-headed and really kind of focus in on getting yourself right, getting your family right, and making sure you're not only prepared, but you're at peace.
I mean, imagine walking into a pizza place cold-bloodedly and just shooting two people in the back of the head. I mean, it's just insane. I appreciate your call. Of course, imagine burning up a church full of little kids at Waco because you wanted to kill their parents. I mean, it's evil. Waco's wrong. This is wrong. Julie in California, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you? This whole thing just stinks. I mean, the guy who apparently did this, Jared Miller, you know, he cultivated marijuana. He was on probation. He did jail time, I guess, in 2013. It's all on his Facebook page. But
you're going to have gang mentality people that latch onto the Patriot Movement. It's inevitable. Just like gang people get in the military, or just like a cop ran around, you know, in California shooting people. It doesn't mean all cops are responsible for Dorner. Go ahead.
Not, but I mean, they're trying with a broad brush to paint everybody the same color, and it can't work. It cannot work. The NRA has really got to get out and get ahead of this message and say, hey, look, this there's a problem here. But
no, the message is a crazy guy with a gun killed a bunch of cops and shut down Southern California. Cops aren't to blame. Next, even if it's true, crazy guy, whether it's staged or not, sure stinks like it, shoots two cops. You know, not everybody in the Tea Party's fault. I mean, it's that simple. We don't let them cause a civil war.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Leanne McAdoo for InfoWarsLife.com. I'm here with Dr. Edward Group, master herbologist and chief formulator behind the InfoWars Life products. Dr. Group, what have you been hearing from women who've started taking Super Female Vitality?
You know, we've heard the reviews and feedback from Super Male Vitality from emails to even excited callers on the radio. Now, the answer for women is here. A new formulation specifically designed for the female body, Super Female Vitality delivers 10 key herbs that work synergistically to revitalize the unique biology of women.
I'm so glad that you guys made this for women. When he brought me home the bottle of Super Female, I had tons of energy, tons of motivation, a lot of drive. My husband thinks I've been in a better mood. Our relationship, all I can say is it's a lot better now.
I've just started taking Super Female Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com. Supplies are limited, so secure yours today at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or dial 1-888-253-3139.